is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2, Thursday edition. You can take control of the airwaves, as always, with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. How often do you think about sex every day? That's the question for you, 1-800-259-9231. There's been a study that has been done. Now, last hour we talked about genital mutilation on both females and males, and you read a quote from Mr. Kellogg, this religious extremist zealot, who, with him combined with Mr. Graham from way back in the early part of the 20th century. I'm not going to give them the respect of calling them by their titles.
Okay.
Graham and Kellogg were both two religious zealots who pushed for genital mutilation for the purpose of making it so people couldn't get as much pleasure out of specifically masturbation, but also sex, presumably, as well. The whole concept of people having pleasure was ungodly in their mind, and so they pushed for this, and they were very successful about it. So it makes me wonder, with such a large amount of American males having their genitals mutilated just shortly after birth, does that affect their drive for sex? Were they right at all? I mean, obviously, so many men are really highly sexually driven, but did it cut it down?
I don't think it does.
I don't know. Let's go to New York. The UPI reporting, University of Minnesota scientists found, there's actually two sides to this story, found sexy subliminal images compete for attention in the brain even when the images are not right before a subject's eyes. Sheng He, a cognitive neuroscientist, had groups of 10 heterosexual men and women each and 10 homosexual men and 10 homosexual women view erotic pictures directly, then canceled out vision of the nude image by giving one eye a highly contrasted image called a Garbo patch, according to ScientificAmerica.com. The researchers found sexual orientation often determined how the brain reacts to erotic images. Heterosexual women, for example, were more subconsciously tuned in to pictures of naked men. The same reaction which, of course, was exhibited by homosexual men, you might expect.
That makes sense.
But homosexual women were equally attuned to naked images of both sexes. Now, of course, there's only 10 people involved here, so it's not exactly a huge, tremendous study, but interesting nonetheless. Homosexual women equally attuned to both to naked images of both sexes, according to the paper that they wrote for the National Academy of Sciences. Sheng He said, quote, "It appears that our minds are exquisitely tuned to detect sexual opportunity, especially when it's invisible." Now, the article, unfortunately, doesn't go into much more detail, and I couldn't actually pull the article from the University of Minnesota. I think there was a longer one there. But I guess this Garbo patch is some sort of way of, I guess, hiding an image subliminally.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what that is.
And so basically the idea is that even when the sexual image is not so obvious, we still key into it, is what they're saying here. In other news, researchers at the University of Chicago reported that 54% of men and 19% of women both admitted that they think about sex every day or even several times per day. So,
I can't imagine that somebody doesn't, but okay.
Apparently only 19% of women think about sex at least once per day, and 54%, I thought the number for men would be higher. I was actually a little surprised by that. I would have expected it to be 75% of men at least thought of sex at least once per day.
Thought of it?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
They're not talking about the ones that harp on it, just thinking about sex. Now, so I'm just curious, you know, do you think that the percentage would be larger if less people had actually had their genitals mutilated in that case? What do you think, Mark?
I don't know. I've been circumcised myself, and I certainly haven't gone a day that I can recall not thinking about it.
I'm in the above 54% myself. I don't think about it that often. So there you go. And I've had it done as well.
Not daily?
No, not daily.
Really?
No.
Wow.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control
of
the airways.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Hey, it's not a problem. It doesn't bug me at all. I get plenty of sex. I just don't think about it. Anyway, Australians traveling to the United States can breathe easy. This is an update from Monday. Because we got it wrong, apparently. Actually, the Australian News Service got it wrong, and we reported on the fact well, we reported on what we presumed were facts. Monday night, or actually it was Tuesday night, sorry, me and Gardner reported that the United States had banned Vegemite. And that was actually coming from the same news source. But as it turns out, the U.S. government has dismissed media reports that it has banned Vegemite. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration spokesperson, there is no ban on Vegemite. Media reports that
15 people in the United States breathe a sigh of relief.
I don't know about that.
What?
There are a lot of Aussies here in the U.S.
I don't think they even like it that much.
Somebody likes it. Gardner suggested he thought it was a sick joke on tourists. That nobody actually likes it, but they pretend that they do so they can watch Americans get disgusted when they try it. Media reports at the weekend claimed American border officials were confiscating Vegemite from Australians as they entered the United States. The FDA, charged with policing America's food supply, has not issued an import alert to border officials to halt the import of Vegemite. Mr. Herndon, the spokes bureaucrat, says the FDA was surprised by the recent media reports. The controversy centers on folate, which is an ingredient in Vegemite. Under U.S. regulations, folate can be added only to breads and cereals. According to the bureaucrat, one of the vitamin B components in Vegemite is folate. In and of itself, it's not a violation. If they're adding folate to it, as in boosting it up, then that would be a violation. So at this point, there is no ban on Vegemite. I just wanted to update those of you that might have been concerned and get it right. 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves. In other news, and this one is not so great, Washington, D.C., according to NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, the number has been released yet again, Mark. 2005, a marijuana arrest totals.
Oh, no.
Think we set another record?
If it's more than 780,000, then it's a record.
786,545 tops the record high pot smokers arrested in America, making it a rate of one every 40 seconds. Police arrested an estimated 786,545 persons for marijuana violations in the year of 2005, according to the FBI's Uniform Crime Report, released last week, or actually last month. The total is the highest ever recorded by the FBI and comprised 42.6% of all drug arrests in the United States, which means that there was, once again, over 1.5 million people arrested for drug, for probably mostly nonviolent drug offenses. So, NORML obviously focusing on the marijuana side of things, which is certainly tragic, but I don't think we should ignore the remaining several hundred thousand people that were arrested for other drug possession as well. Those are tragic, as that's tragedy, indeed. NORML Executive Director Alan St. Pierre noted that the at current rates, marijuana smokers are arrested every 40 seconds. Quote, these numbers belie the myth that police do not target and arrest minor marijuana offenders. This effort is a tremendous waste of criminal justice resources that diverts law enforcement personnel away from focusing on serious and violent crime, including the war on terrorism. He just threw that one in there for the hell of it, I guess. Of those charged with marijuana violations, approximately 88%, some 696,000 Americans, were charged with possession only, which means the remaining 90,471 individuals were charged with sale or manufacture, a category that includes all cultivation offenses, even those where marijuana was being grown for personal or medical use.
So something like 13% of them are something beyond possession.
That's correct. A category that includes all cultivation offenses. In past years, roughly 30% of those arrested were age 19 or younger. St. Pierre said present policies have done little, if anything, to decrease marijuana's availability or dissuade youth from trying it. Because if they were doing something, then there'd be less arrests, right?
Right.
I mean, if the advertising campaigns that taxpayers are paying millions upon millions of dollars for, you've seen the ads.
Oh, yeah.
They're laughable. People laugh at them. If they were actually being effective, if all of the propaganda, all of the DARE programs that have been operating for over two decades at this point, DARE, if it's been effective at brainwashing your kids into not doing drugs, there wouldn't be as many arrests now, would there? They wouldn't be going up, that's for damn sure.
The only thing that can change these numbers is parental involvement. Nothing else.
The only thing that can change these numbers is to end the war on drugs. That'll change them quick. 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves. Speaking of drugs, there's been a positive court decision about a raid on a rave. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilted easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Updates, get signed up. We'll clue you in. Whenever there's something new to announce about the show, that's updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Continuing the news, we'll get to the rave story here in a moment, but the news about the marijuana arrest, yet again, another record high. so to speak. 786,545 people arrested, estimated, in the year of 2005, according to the FBI's Uniform Crime Report. That is a new record for the amount of people arrested. That's 88% of those, almost 700,000 of them, arrested for simple marijuana possession. Now, that's a tremendous amount of lost productivity for America. It's a lot of people getting records.
These aren't bums. These aren't homeless people.
No.
These are friends and families and students.
I don't think
brothers and sisters.
I don't think there's a million homeless people in America. I don't think there's 700,000 of them.
It would be hard for me to imagine.
Yeah.
But maybe. I don't know.
No, these are regular folk. These are your friends and family members. These happen to be people happen to be driving down the road, randomly pulled over by the police. They didn't know any better. When the police said, "Can I search your vehicle?" they said, "Sure, officer. I don't have anything to hide," when in fact they did. They didn't know. People don't know that you can say no to the police searching your car, unless the police don't ask, in which case it's presumed that they have probable cause. And if they do have probable cause, then they can explain that in court later on, which of course is the other side of the story, that most people don't take it to court. They don't take it to trial. So we're talking about this today, actually, on the side of the road. We were doing the IRS, the weekly IRS protest here in Keene, New Hampshire. Russell Canning and some of the other activists here in the area and I were talking about how the system is just set up today to move people through like they're cattle. It's set up to where you get arrested for a marijuana charge or whatever your charge is, cocaine possession, whatever. And then they offer you, they say, "Well, you're going to be facing 5 years here, Mark. You don't want to do that now, do you? Why don't you just plead out? We'll give you, let's say, a month in jail and then half a year's probation."
You know, no one even asks about this pleading thing, but I say it's unconstitutional.
What do you mean?
Well, there's nothing in the Constitution about pleading.
No, but I guess you're right about that.
You're supposed to have a trial in front of your peers, and that's the way it should be.
Well, the whole war is unconstitutional.
Think about it. Do you really want somebody who's really committed a terrible, awful, violent crime, do you want them pleading out? No.
You want them to get punished to the fullest extent,
I think that they should. I mean, you should go in front of a judge.
But, Mark, our courts are so loaded. We need plea bargains to keep the load off the judges.
The reason that they're loaded is because of this drug war.
Yep.
Absolutely because of the drug war. Not just possession and charges like that, but many, many, many violent crimes. I'd say, I'm just going out on a limb here, making up a statistic, 75-80%?
I'd say 80% at least.
80% of violent crimes committed in order to get drugs because they cost so much because they're a black market item?
So you're saying that if it wasn't for the war on drugs, filling the courts with nonviolent people and people that might not have been violent otherwise, if it weren't for the war on drugs, that the courts wouldn't have to do these plea bargain things? And that we can actually take every single case to trial and find out whether or not people really were or were not guilty. Because in many cases, you may be completely innocent. You may be totally innocent. And they'll throw charges at you that are so grandiose, that have such a time span of time spent in jail behind them as far as a possible punishment. You know, 10 years, 20 years, 25 years, they're going to scare the crap out of you.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, "Look, you either plea out, or you may be spending 20 years in prison." Now, you don't want that, do you, Johnny? No, I certainly don't want that. And you're the government. You're scary.
They are scary.
You're scary. You might just throw me in jail. I don't know what's going to happen if I go to trial, even though I am completely innocent. Okay, I'll take the 3 years. And then they get you in the system, and they get extra money, because the jail system gets extra money for every single new person put in there. The prosecutors get a little mark on their little rap sheet as far as what they've done, as far as how many people they've put away. That way, when they're campaigning for mayor, they can say, "Oh, I'm tough on crime. Look at me when I was a prosecutor. I locked up thousands of people." Sure, most of them were for pot, but I locked them up, and I'm tough on crime. You know, this is what this allows these bureaucrats to do, these laws. So there's these perverse, sick incentives to move people through the system like cattle. And I think Russell was pointing out today that when you actually plea out, you're signing documents that essentially remove your right to a speedy trial, amongst other things. So the documents you sign when it comes time for the plea bargain, many of the documents you sign, which how many people read them, right?
Right.
How many people read them and comprehend them? You sign these documents, and you're essentially giving up your constitutional protections, which is that possible? Is that something that could be done? These are This is the Bill of Rights. This is the highest law of the land. Can a local bureaucracy make a form up that actually overrides those things?
Well, it can, because the 14th Amendment, I believe, is the one that abolished slavery and made it legal to take away people's rights if you incarcerated them. Certainly it was legal before that, but
I see.
Essentially if you violate the law, you give up your constitutional rights.
Hmm.
That's the rule. I mean, I don't have a real problem with it. It seems right to me. I do have a problem with many of the laws.
Wait, no, that's not true. Okay. If you violate the law, you don't give up your constitutional rights.
If you're in jail.
The Fifth, Sixth, and Seventh Amendments apply to people who violate the law.
No, not once they've been convicted, they don't.
Oh, I see. You mean once you've been convicted.
Right.
Okay.
You don't have the right to remain silent once you're convicted.
Yeah, well, you always have the right to remain silent because they can't force you to speak, as Lauren Canario is proving.
I, you know what? If you go to prison, try remaining silent.
That's what Lauren Canario did, and she was very successful.
She hasn't been convicted of anything.
No, that's true, but she's been in prison.
She's in jail.
She's in a women's prison.
Well,
in Niantic, Connecticut.
My understanding is first you go to jail, and then once you've been convicted, you go to prison.
Well, apparently, if you're a woman, you go to prison, if you're in Connecticut.
Maybe they just use different terminology there.
Yeah. All right, so present policy, and by the way, I agree that if you're a man, they're going to beat the crap out of you until you speak. I just think that women can get away with a little bit more as far as non-cooperation is concerned. By the way, back to the numbers from the marijuana thing. St. Pierre, the guy in charge of Normal, says present policies have done little, if anything, to decrease marijuana's availability or dissuade youth from trying it, noting that young people in the United States now frequently report they have easier access to pot than either alcohol or tobacco.
Right. Isn't that amazing? Pot is easier to get, and it's illegal. Alcohol and tobacco aren't.
Of course,
it's harder to get.
Yeah, of course it's easier. You can buy it from your friends when you're a teenager because they're buying it from the underground.
If it was legal, they'd be buying it at stores that would be regular, you know, IDing and all that other stuff.
Exactly. The total number of marijuana arrests in 2005 exceeded the total number arrests. This is just the total number of marijuana arrests, not all drug arrests, just marijuana arrests. That 785,000 number exceeded the total number of arrests in the United States for all violent crimes combined, including murder, manslaughter, forcible rape, robbery, and aggravated assault.
You know, I'll bet just the possession charges exceeded all those too.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Because the possession charges are only, they're 87% or something like
that. And that should be an insult to anybody or anybody's family or friends that have been a victim of a real violent criminal. To a woman who has been raped, to a family of a murder victim, the fact that police are arresting more marijuana smokers than they are violent criminals. This is sick stuff, man. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For centuries, felt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All of the features that you'll find there are totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them on the house. So enjoy. At freetalklive.com, we're talking about the new record. It's not one you want to celebrate or anything. It's a new record for marijuana arrests in the United States. The year 2005, 786,545 of your friends and family members, your countrymen, were arrested for mostly marijuana possession. There's about 90,000 of them that were arrested for sale or manufacture, which means that, and so we don't know how many of the 90,000 were manufacture, how many were sale, but either way, none of those three crimes is actually harmful to anybody. You could argue that the marijuana smokers are hurting themselves, but then again, you don't have any evidence to back that up beyond the fact that it's smoke entering someone's lungs, because no studies have shown that marijuana smokers are susceptible towards lung cancer as a result of smoking marijuana.
It does sort of makes sense, but it there's nothing to back it up.
So there's nobody getting hurt by somebody smoking marijuana, except for themselves at most, in the worst case scenario. There's nobody getting hurt by somebody selling marijuana to marijuana smoking clients. And finally, there's nobody getting hurt by somebody growing a plant in their backyard, or in their shed, or in their back room, or whatever.
I'd have to agree.
All three of these so-called crimes are totally nonviolent, and it's absolutely despicable that this war on drugs continues to go on in this country, even when popular opinion is for the legalization of marijuana. I'm talking about popular opinion in as far as if you take out the 65 and older crowd. Because I think if you take out the 65 and older crowd, you look at people maybe 45 or under for the most part, 18 to 45, you're going to find that most of them probably would support the legalization of pot.
I would say that's true.
Because they all probably have friends that they know are marijuana smokers. And even if you don't know, you probably have friends or family that are marijuana smokers. Do you really think it's going to help them, to put them in jail? Really. If you think that, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Just a few more thoughts from Normal.
And if it is going to help them to be segmented from society, can't somebody say, I'm addicted to pot, I'm going in a rehab center?
Well, I don't understand.
Well, I mean, couldn't a person choose to do that if they felt that,
Yes, Mark, but they won't choose it. They're addicts. We have to throw them in there with force.
Well, I don't see any difference between marijuana and alcohol when it comes to something like that, and we don't throw alcoholics in jail.
Indeed. In fact, there is a difference, and that is that marijuana smokers don't beat their wives for the most part, as far as, like, if you get somebody who's typically violent and you put them on pot and put them on alcohol, I guarantee you the chances are much higher they're going to get violent while they're on the alcohol. You just don't hear stories about cops showing up to domestic disturbances where the house is full of pot smoke.
I would say that part's true. I don't think that alcohol necessarily makes people violent.
No, but... I didn't say that at all. I said people that have a tendency towards violence.
No, you didn't.
It makes it come out in them if they have that tendency. St. Pierre concluded, the guy in charge of Normal, National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws, quote, enforcing marijuana prohibition costs taxpayers between $10 billion and $12 billion annually. That's $12 billion.
It's huge.
And has led to the arrest of nearly, now this is the, really, this is stunning here, led to the arrest of nearly 18 million Americans. You take all the years and combine them up that they've been studying this for. 18 million people.
I don't know about his numbers there, but is that just all the numbers combined? Or
I haven't actually taken the numbers and combined them myself to find out for sure, but
or,
I think that's
or
case.
Does it include, what if I get arrested more than once? I shouldn't be counted more than once in that 18 million Americans thing.
I agree.
So if you're going to say 18 million Americans were arrested, it doesn't matter how many times they're arrested for pot, they should just be counted once.
Well, I just went through about 5 years, and it totals about 4.4 million.
Okay.
So it's a tremendous amount of people. Nevertheless, some 94 million Americans acknowledge having used marijuana during their lives. It makes no sense to continue to treat nearly half of all Americans as criminals for their use of a substance that poses no greater and arguably far fewer health risks than both alcohol or tobacco. A better and more sensible solution, according to Normal, would be to tax and regulate cannabis in a manner similar to alcohol and tobacco. Yeah, that would be a better solution. It's not the best solution, but I'll take it. And, in fact, we're going to find out here within, another 12 days or so, I think, as to whether or not the state of Nevada is going to do just that.
You know, it's interesting. Nevada has legalized prostitution, but other states haven't. Nevada has legalized gambling. Most states don't. Not casino-type gambling, certainly to the level Nevada does. One state doing it may not even have an effect at all.
What do you mean it won't have an effect?
It won't have an effect in, people saying, it may not have an effect in people saying, oh, well, Nevada's doing it, why don't we?
You don't think that's going to happen?
Well, what about prostitution? No other state does?
Yeah, but that's...
Prostitution has the stigma?
Yeah, there's certainly a stigma to being a John that isn't there for a marijuana smoker. There's no doubt a stigma for marijuana smokers, which is why you don't see people coming out of the closet as marijuana smokers for the most part. I think you're starting to see maybe a slow trickle, people like Montel Williams using it for medicinal purposes, mm-hmm. like George Michael we talked about last week using it for recreational purposes, but these are only just a few people. I mean, the only other time you hear about Hollywood people or stars is when they get busted for it. And even then, they just, it wasn't mine. You know, they try to distance themselves from it. But I think prostitution has that sort of aura around it, stigma, if you will, even more so. Because who wants to admit that they're a John?
That they paid for sex.
Right. So, with that in mind, we move on to other drug-related news. In March 2005, police in Flint, Michigan, this according to StopTheDrugWar.org, police in Flint burst into club What's Next late one Friday night after witnessing a few instances of drug sales in or near the club. In fact, we reported on this when it happened. And marijuana smoking going on inside the club, which they also allegedly witnessed, which was holding a rave at the time. Although police found drugs or paraphernalia on only 23 people, despite strip searches and body cavity searches.
What?
This was an outrageous story when we talked about it. They arrested all 117 people present at the scene. So it didn't matter. Just because you were there, you got arrested. Somebody sold drugs in that building, you're under arrest. The remaining 94 people were charged with, quote, frequenting a drug house. So those that didn't actually have drugs still had a nice little charge slapped onto them.
That's crazy. Can you imagine what it's going to take to fight that and how much time and money it's going to take to fight that silly, stupid charge?
Well, luckily, somebody has been fighting it. Last Friday, a Janice Circuit County judge or Circuit Court judge threw out those arrests, holding that Flint police had violated the constitutional rights of the clubgoers. In his decision, Judge Joseph Farah held that police lacked probable cause to arrest people merely for being in the club. Quote, the district court erred in finding probable cause to arrest these defendants. To allow to stand the arrest of these 94 defendants would be to allow lumping people together who'd been at the club for 5 minutes or 5 hours, people who never stopped dancing with those who sat next to a drug deal, people who sat at a table facing the wall with those in the middle of the mischief, and charge those dissimilarly present individuals with equal awareness and knowledge of wrongdoing. Thank goodness. A judge with at least a little bit of sense in his head. The ACLU of Michigan, which represented the 94 people being arrested for being present, greeted the decision with pleasure. Quote, the ordinance under which the arrests were made is in place to protect Flint citizens from actual drug houses. It was never intended to be randomly deployed by police against law-abiding citizens who go out to clubs and hear music and socialize. Oh, was it originally not intended for that? If that's the case, well, that's nice. But this is a perfect example of how a law will just grow beyond its original intentions, beyond its original boundaries. The original intention was, well, if there's a crack house down at the end of the street, and you're in the crack house at the time that the bus goes down, then you get charged with this crime as well. And I think that's wrong, too. But that was the intention of the law. Of course, the police said, heh-heh, we can use this law to crack down on those ravers. You know, those kids having fun,
dancing,
doing the things that kids have been doing for decades, if not hundreds of years, doing fun things that the adults don't want them to do. 800-259-9231. Got a little bit more on this and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take it.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind is 800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can talk about what you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help us out, well, maybe you should amp. Become an amplifier like over 290 of our listeners have done. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the reason why you might want to amp is because, well, we give you everything for free on our website. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you $5 or $6 a month for their sites. We give it all away up front. So we're basically saying, here, take all this, enjoy it. If you like it, voluntarily contribute via AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll find out how it works. We take your $3 a month in, we turn it around into advertising. It does not go to pay Mark's paycheck. It's pure promotion for Free Talk Live. To get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, to get more internet listeners on board with the show as well. The basic result, of course, is that more people will come across the message of freedom and liberty. And if that's a valuable idea to you, then you should amp at amp.freetalklive.com. So a little bit more on this story out of Flint, Michigan. Finally, a little bit of good news in this insane war on drugs. A judge has ruled that 94 arrests must be thrown out. Convictions, I guess, as well, must be thrown out because the law stinks. Essentially, what is going on here is in Flint, back in March of 2005, 117 people were arrested at a rave. A local club was having this rave. The cops busted in. The cops claim they saw somebody sell drugs, and so since somebody was selling drugs at the rave, everyone was arrested. And the 94 people...
Ridiculous.
And they also cavity searched and strip searched these people. Now remember, most people attending raves, I would guess, are under the age of 20. Many of them are under the age of 18, depending.
It depends on the club.
The club and where
we don't know
it is,
in this particular instance.
But we're talking about very young people here being searched, strip searched, cavity searched, harassed by the police. 94 of them didn't have anything on them, but were charged with, quote, frequenting a drug house. The judge sensibly said that to allow these arrests would be to allow the lumping together of people who had just been at the club with people who were actually violating the law.
Yeah, seems
now,
crazy.
Now, the law was originally intended to be used only on, like, crack houses and that sort of thing. This is a perfect example of how the cops will take any sort of chance they can to really just harass drug users.
It's not a chance. The cops lose nothing. There's no risk involved.
That's true. They're not going to get punished for this.
No.
All these people got arrested, went through the arrest process, went through the court process, and probably felt really terrible about the justice system.
All these people have been exonerated, but it doesn't change the fact that their lives were inconvenienced greatly.
That's true. Nor does it change the fact that the law is on the books. The ACLU of Michigan, who represented the 94, said the ordinance under which the arrests were made is in place to protect Flint citizens from actual drug houses. Was never intended to be randomly deployed by the police against law-abiding citizens who go out to clubs to hear music and socialize. Judge Joseph Farah's decision vindicates the constitutional rights of our clients and sends a strong message to the police departments across the country. Judge Farah's opinion correctly concludes that the police had no business arresting any of them, said the ACLU attorney. This is a gratifying victory for each of those law-abiding, wrongly arrested individuals and for the rule of law in our community. So a little bit of good news.
A little bit.
From the war on drugs. As we go to the phones, and Mark in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I'm a podcast listener, so I might be kind of off topic.
That's okay. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, Mark. Hello. What's on your mind?
Cool. Well, I just, you know, I was wanting this whole discussion about immigration all the time. The people who are against immigration are always saying, oh, I only want some more enforcement, or I just want a little fence, or I want some more cops or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was just wondering, when they finally get honest, I mean, history provides the obvious solution that they're looking for. I mean, why don't they just pass a law saying, you know, like, if someone looks like an illegal immigrant, then, you know, paint a yellow star on them and send them off to some camp?
Well, you know what? They've got the law for the camps. They've got the contract to build the camps. They have yet to be built, but, you know, we're not too far away from that.
I just want you guys to, you know, do a favor. Next time one of those guys calls up, put the question to them. When are they going to finally get honest about it?
Yeah, that's a good one. Would you support yellow stars for immigrants and putting them in camps? You know,
I mean,
it's not
the difference from saying, oh, they're brown, so they're illegal, so they got to go to camp. I mean, what's the difference, yellow star or brown skin, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But didn't they put the yellow stars on them before, like, they got to walk around and live for a while before they actually rounded them up, right? Back in Germany?
It's got to be everything, you know, like everything against freedom. It's got to be bit by bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you could skip. I feel like at this point in this country, you could skip the whole yellow star thing, and you could probably get a bunch of Americans to say, yeah, put them into camps. I think that we're already to that point. Mark, any other thoughts?
No, that's all. Thanks,
dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't think it'd be hard at all. I mean, you've already got the police rounding people up, kicking in doors, rounding them up, and then detaining them and ejecting them from the country. And there's people going rah-rah to that, you know, the Minutemen Project.
The more the better as far as they're concerned. Let's deport more.
And, of course, it's destroying, not only destroying people's lives and destroying their freedoms, but it's also destroying the economies of small towns. We had that story a couple months ago about a Georgia town, Stillwater, I think it was, where they arrested 100 out of the 1,000 people in the town for being so-called illegal immigrants, and it just devastated the town economy.
Right. And so many people that were still illegal that were in the town didn't want to come out and do any business or anything. They were getting out of town.
Let's continue with the calls to Jamie Told You So in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Jamie.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say about how Bush is running our country.
How is he?
It really stinks.
Yeah, that's true.
Really,
but wait a minute. Does Bush really run the country, or is he just the president?
He runs the country.
No, he doesn't.
He's a dictator.
Well, he is, but he doesn't run the country. You and I run the country. Individuals run the country. We're the ones running the businesses. We're the ones providing the products and the services. President Bush doesn't do anything except sign laws and be a thug.
Well, that's true also.
Yeah. Let's get it right.
But when we pay taxes and stuff, we sponsor this.
So stop paying taxes.
That's true.
Well, the IRS will come get us.
Well, the IRS can't come get everybody now, can they?
No. But I tell you what. You know, I go to church.
You do.
You know I go to church, and I told y'all that before.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible, it speaks about this, what's taking place right now.
Does it? What's it say?
It says, in the last days, there will be wars and rumors of wars.
There have been wars forever.
Well, I know that's, you know.
How do you know it's this war? How do you know it's now?
Well, we're dealing with North Korea with nukes.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Is that how the world's going to be destroyed by fire?
Yeah. It was destroyed by water before.
Right.
Ooh. Little dichotomy there.
And plus, he said on Mount of Olives in the last days that... Yeah. Perilous times will happen. That's we're in that right
times.
Now.
We've been
that
in
sounds
perilous
like an easy
times.
One though. I mean, perilous times. There've probably been perilous times for the last 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but about that.
Why now? What
floods and famines and all that stuff?
What specifically now is evidence that it is time for the world to end, Jamie?
Well, this world will never end. That's the point.
Really?
It will never end.
It'll just burn.
You know, a new reformation.
Reformation? That sounds like fun.
You know, it'll be like a new heaven.
Can you roll that up and smoke it?
And new earth, no.
Oh.
And, you know, like y'all saying, you know, like, you know, this has been going on for years and years. Well, the Bible speaks of that, and it's they call the people scoffers.
Who? Scoffers?
Scoffers.
Like people like me that laugh at the Bible?
Well, you got the right, but the Bible calls you a scoffer, yeah.
What's going to happen to me, Jamie?
I'm not going to judge you.
You can't just predict the future. I mean, you're so good at predicting the future. What you're not? I'm not asking you to judge me. Let's say that God judges me as a scoffer. What's going to happen?
I don't know. I'm not God, and I'm not going to judge.
Doesn't the Bible say these things? Doesn't the Bible tell you what's going to happen to the scoffers?
Well, the Bible says. You want me to repeat what the Bible says?
No, not really. I can't stand reading that thing.
Well. That's why this country's in the predicament it's in now, buddy.
How much time do we have left, Jamie? How many more shows can Free Talk Live do before the world ends?
Nobody knows that.
Mm. We better have a sale on advertising.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. Fire sale. Thanks for the call, Jamie. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The Free Talk Live World is Ending sale.
Last days. Come and get them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Apparently, Jamie's not the only one that... I don't know why this is happening right now, but maybe the world is going to end because there's two calls. Jamie and Ken in Texas. Now, Ken, if you hang on, we're going to get to you. In hour number three, he wants to talk about 666 in the Bible.
Coming up.
Yes, you can really talk about anything. It is your show, and it's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Todd.